Look at these trophies, see how my trophies gleam in the sunlight, see how they shine. What do you think it took to become English hammer throwing champion 1969? Do you think in that moment, when my big moment came, that I treated the rules with casual disdain? Well, like hell. As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer took off, did I change my grunt from the grunt I had practiced for many a month? Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot? Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten. Not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed up above the stands, did I let myself go? No, 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 no. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4.
If you want to throw the hammer
for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squits to toe the line. Sing, Jenny! 2, 3, 4!
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
Apply just one simple rule to hammer throwing life and school. Life's a ball, so learn to throw it. Find the ballet line and tear it. And always keep your feet inside the line. Now get out.